Have you seen the river?
Amen.
Has he showed you the river?
Amen.
Did you ask him to show you the river?
Amen.
Why don't we all say right now, Lord, show me the river.
Amen.
Lord, show me the river. Sisters.
Lord, show me the river.
Brothers.
Lord, show me the river.
If you ask for it, he will do it.
Amen.
This weekend, we want to see the river.
Amen.
We want to see the divine stream.
Amen.
There is one unique divine stream in the whole universe.
Amen.
And we want to be in it.
Right.
We want to see it. We want to get into it. We want to drink it. We want to swim in it.
Amen.
We want to live in it.
Amen.
I hope all you young people would spend the rest of your life in the divine stream.
Amen.
Could you say this to the Lord? Lord, I want to spend my whole life in the divine stream.
Amen.
Would you say that to the Lord right now?
Lord,
I want to spend my whole life in the divine stream. He loves to hear that. I hope you would say that not only in the meeting, but even sometime spend with the Lord this weekend. It's very good to take a walk with the Lord in the morning or even this afternoon. We have a number of hours. You may be studying. You may want to go play some soccer. But I hope you would just take a few minutes to talk to the Lord and express your desire to the Lord that you want to live in this stream. The Lord needs some young people who would know this stream and who would live in this stream. If he gains some young people that live in the stream, you know what will happen? He'll come back.
Amen.
And this stream will fill the whole earth. It'll be like a mountain. It'll be a mountain stream.
Amen.
Yeah. And it'll fill the whole earth. This is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will come when this stream spreads all over the whole globe. That is called the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Last night we began to see this stream. And we saw last night that this divine stream is shown in the whole Bible. The Bible is so consistent. It doesn't just show the stream in the beginning and then the stream's gone. But almost the whole Bible, book by book, the Old Testament, the New Testament, from Genesis to Revelation, just show this divine stream. Because this is God's thought. This is God's thought of what he wants to be to man. What is your thought of God? What was your thought of God a year ago? Did you think of God as just this old guy up in heaven with a big stick? And whenever you were bad, bang! Or thunderbolts, lightning. That's not God. That's not the God of the Bible. That's the God of human concepts. The God in the Bible is a divine stream.
Amen.
He wants to supply man.
Amen.
He doesn't want to judge man. He didn't create man to judge man. He created man to be a vessel. A vessel. What is a vessel for? For receiving. And for flowing. Oh, he created us just like this. Yeah, you were made just like this. You're made as a vessel.
Amen.
To receive God, to be filled. So you know what you have to do? You have to open. You have to take the cap off. Have you taken your cap off this weekend?
Amen.
Take your cap off.
Amen.
Open your mouth.
Right.
Open your heart.
Amen.
Right? Then God can fill you. But you know what? This water bottle wasn't just meant to be filled. Wouldn't it be sad if this water bottle was just filled, but it never did anything else? It just sat on the shelf and gathered dust? Oh. Oh, tragedy. Oh, but this water bottle was made to be filled, and it was made to flow out.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad this water bottle could flow out. Otherwise, I would be thirsty up here. And you too. And we all be getting headaches. Make sure you drink your water. Did you drink your water today?
Amen.
Yeah, you got to drink that water too. Yeah, if you don't drink that water, it'll be hard to drink the water we're talking about.
Right.
Because you'll have a headache. Yeah, you won't feel good. Drink the water. So this is you and I. This is all of us. This is every mankind is made as a vessel to be filled with God and to flow God out. And when we do this, we are so happy. If you're not filled with God, you're not happy. If you don't flow out God, you're also not happy. It's possible to be a Christian that gets filled, enjoys God, but there's no outflow. There's no outflow. Brother Joe shared with us about the hose, right? Man, how painful would that be if you're a hose and the water's on full blast and you just, have you ever done that? You put a kink in the hose? You're washing your car, you know, and you wet it. Then you need to suds it down. So you hold the hose with the kink, right? So the water, you're not just wasting the water. You know, you don't want to turn it off for some reason. Yeah. So you hold the hose, but you just feel the pressure building in that hose, right? And it's still kind of squirting out a little bit. And boy, when you let that kink go, whoo! Wow, that hose is just so happy. If it could speak, it would say, thank you. Thank you for letting out the kink. What about us? We need to let out the kink this weekend.
Amen.
We need to let him flow.
Amen.
You need to let him flow on your campuses.
Amen.
You need to let him flow in your daily life.
Amen.
That's what we're going to talk about this morning. So I hope we all would be a normal Christian.
Amen.
Drinking and flowing. Amen. Drinking and flowing. Now, last night, Brother Joe also shared with us that this flow, it began from the throne of God. And I think many of you have seen this diagram. But the source of this flow, where did it come from? Who started this flow? God. Yeah, not one of us. I didn't start the flow. No man started this flow. The divine stream began with God himself. He is the source of this flow. This is not an earthly flow. This is not a movement. This is not some push to make people do something. Nowadays, a lot of movements. Open up my mailbox. Wow. Tons of campaign flyers. Vote no. Vote yes. Vote for me. Don't vote for him. A lot of flows, right? Tuesday, we need to pray that the flow from the throne would be carried out in all the elections,
amen,
right?
Amen.
Not man's flow, but God's flow.
Amen.
Anyway, there's many flows, and you're on the college campus. Haven't you seen many flows? Aren't there many movements, many things, many causes that young people give themselves to? Save the whales. Hug the trees. Tuna. Salmon.
Oh,
Lord. Koalas. Rhinos. Yeah. I mean, there's almost a movement for everything except the divine flow. You could give your life to many, many things. But you know what? You wouldn't be satisfied because that's not what you're made for. You're not made for any other flow, any other movement, any other cause. You're made for the flow of the triune God.
Amen.
To be filled with that flow, that person, and to flow him out. This is why you young people are on the earth. This is your purpose in life. You have the highest purpose. The highest purpose on this planet is just to be filled with the triune God and to flow him out. Oh, how blessed you are. How blessed we are in this room that we know what we're made for, right? This is why we're made. Now, this flow began with God, and we sang the song. God flowed himself into a man. Into a man. Who's this man?
Jesus Christ.
Christ Jesus, right? So this was the flow coming out of God and flowing into a man. Before Christ's incarnation, this flow had never been in a man. This flow had never been in a man. It had been in God, but it had never entered into man. So eventually, one day, 2,000 years ago, God flowed himself into a man. Now, this man, he lived a human life. And you know what? He lived the human life just in the flow. Everything he did was according to the Father. He sought the Father's glory. He spoke the Father's word. He did the Father's work. He was just in the flow. The Lord Jesus never spent one second outside the flow. Wow. Have you ever met a man like this? Me neither. Wow. A man who lived a human life in the divine stream. Wow. What a wonderful man. I would like to receive this man. I would like to be filled with this man. How about you?
Amen.
This wonderful God man, his whole life was in the flow. Eventually, he went to the cross. So remember, we have a little cross here. The Lord went to the cross. We heard last night, the Lord went to the cross and a soldier pierced his side with a spear. And out came blood and water. Blood and water. The flow was in him. The flow was in him. But it wasn't just for him. The flow was in him. He lived it out. He expressed the flow. Actually, other people saw him. And they just, he said, John, he just walked by John. He said, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. How many times do I got to say it? See, because I'm not Jesus. Yeah. Jesus just walked by people and said, follow me. And they left everything and followed him because he was a man with the flow. Amen. And the flow was just expressed through him. It was so aromatic. It was so fragrant that people just wanted to be with this guy. He didn't look really handsome, but he had the flow.
Amen.
God was expressed through him. Wow, so people just followed him. But he didn't want that flow to remain in himself. So he did something very precious. He went to the cross. He went to the cross. And his side was pierced. He allowed his side to be pierced. Why? So that you and I could drink this flow. If he had never been crucified, the flow would have stayed in him. It would have never reached us. Have you ever thanked the Lord for dying on the cross for you? Because it's through the cross that the flow could reach all man. Wow. How precious is this? Isn't this wonderful, brother? He was crucified so that flow could come out. Then he was buried and he resurrected, right? In resurrection, the Bible tells us he became a life-giving spirit. A life-giving spirit. Now, we sang the song, and now the Spirit flows, brings God wherever he goes. He resurrected, the flow resurrected and came to all men. And now he's flowing. He ascended to the highest place in the universe. And now, what is he doing? He's just pouring out. He's just dispensing this flow into any human being. So here we are. Here I am. Body, soul, and spirit. Right? Body, soul, and spirit. We have our three parts of our being. I'm sorry for those on the side here. You may not be able to see it too well. Three parts, three circles. So now he's the spirit. He's the flow. And this spirit now can enter, right? Right into our spirit. What do we do? Last night we saw. All we need to do is believe. Believe is just to receive. Call on him. Drink him in. Drink him in. This is the way that we can enjoy this flow. And I believe many of you, if not all of you, have done this. You have all received this flow into you. Some of you, this weekend, we are praying for you that you would be baptized.
Amen.
So you enjoy the flow coming into you, but you need to be immersed into the water. You know why? Because when you get baptized, it's a lot easier to drink. Because the water's all around you. All you need to do, if you jump into a pool or in the ocean, all you need to do is what? You just open your mouth and the water goes in. You don't have to go anywhere. No, you're in. You've been baptized in one Spirit. You're in the Spirit. You're in the water. You just open your mouth and you drink so easily. So this is what we need to do. Believe, call, be baptized. Then we can drink. Now, this morning we want to come to message 2. Could we read the title together? Let's read the title of this message. Drinking the flowing triune God. So I hope you can tell your friends when you get back to school, when they ask you, what did you do this weekend? I've been drinking. I was drinking all weekend. And they say, you were? But you're a Christian. And you say, yes. Let me tell you what I've been drinking. Isn't this a great opener? Monday, when they say, how was your weekend? I've been drinking. They say, you've been drinking? They say, it's November. You say, no, I'm not talking about Oktoberfest. I'm talking about the Triune God Fest.
Amen.
I'm talking about Living Water Fest.
Amen.
This is the real festival. This is the real drinking. They say, where were you? I was with my drinking buddies. We were up in Big Bear. We were drinking. Then you got to explain, right? So you got to tell them, what is this living water? This drinking, who are we drinking? He's saying, no. It wasn't what you think, because that drinking, that leads to dissipation, right? That doesn't make you happy. That drinking is not the drinking that man was made for. The drinking I'm talking about is drinking the triune God.
Amen.
And he says, what? How can you drink the triune God? And then you break out this little diagram. Say, well, God the Father. Here's the Father right up here, right? The Father. But what happened? This Father, he flowed out. He flowed out in the Son. Oop, let me write it a little bit clearer for you. So the Father is the source. But then he flows out in the Son. The Son. And then this Son goes through a process. Death and resurrection, ascension. And now he flows as the Spirit. You see this? Father, Son, Spirit. My drink is a person. I drink a person. The triune God is my drink. He's the beverage of choice.
Amen.
You can say that the triune God is the official beverage of God's economy. The official beverage. Yeah, this is it. This is the beverage that everybody in God's purpose, in God's plan, drinks. We only drink one thing. The triune God.
Amen.
Oh, young people, I'm telling you, college campuses, there's all kinds of drinking. We have to show them. We have to share with them the real drinking. Man was made to drink the triune God.
Amen.
We were made for this. This is why we're here. So we want to be those drinking the flowing triune God. Have you seen? You see how he's flowed? The triune God has flowed out. And we'll see this in the outline. He's flowed out. His desire is to be the fountain of living waters to us, to quench all of our thirst, to satisfy us, to fill us with life, with joy, with peace. This is his desire. And he's gone through such a process to flow. But it all comes down to today, will you drink? The flow is there. He's just gushing out. But would you just turn? Would you just turn your heart to him? Would you just open your mouth? We'll see in this outline many ways that we can drink of him. We don't want to just know about God as the fountain of living water, as the divine stream. We want to experience this. Young people, this is for your daily life. The flowing triune God is not just for a weekend conference. He wants to flow into you all the time.
Amen.
Every day He wants to flow in you. Every situation He wants to flow in you. Actually, you need Him in every situation. You need the flowing triune God. I can't be with you all the time. I can't help you. But there's one who is so available, who is just within you. He's in your spirit, gushing up. So we just want to give you the way, the keys, the handles, how you can enjoy His flowing, how you can drink Him all the time. I hope you would never stop drinking Him and drink Him together. Yeah, you can't just drink Him by yourself. That's not that fun. You got to get your drinking buddies, right? Kelvin from San Bernardino. Do you have some drinking buddies in San Bernardino? Yeah. There's some drinking buddies over there. You guys get together? Yeah, good. We all need some. If you don't have a drinking buddy, then very hard to continue to drink. You'll drink for a little while and you'll stop drinking. But if you have a drinking buddy, you have a companion, you have a small group, you have a home meeting, you have some brothers and sisters on your campus, oh, you just get together. Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The triune God is our drink. Oh, we got to revolutionize drinking. This is the real drinking, young people. I hope you would be drinkers like this. Now, in Roman number 1, it says God's intention and heart's desire is to be the source of living waters, to be dispensed into His chosen people as their life, life supply, and their everything. Amen. Their everything. Dear young people, is God your everything?
Amen.
He wants to be your everything. Would you let Him be your everything? Would you turn to Him when you're thirsty? When you're looking for something, you just finished an exam. Just like, you know what? I've been studying all week. Had my midterm. Got that done. And then what do? Then it's kind of a letdown, right? You're not studying all the time. You got a little break. I just would ask you, what do we turn to at that time? What do we turn to? I need a little break. I've been studying so much. Did well on my exam. Would you turn to the triune God? Would you just turn and say, Lord, Lord, refresh me. Lord, make me happy in You. Right? Many young people turn to other things. So you turn to the internet, turn to movies, turn to music, sports, many things that we turn to. But God Himself, He wants to be the source.
Amen.
He wants to be the fountain. In Jeremiah, we see that God's people forsook Him as the fountain of living waters. Yeah, they forsook Him. He was the fountain. He just wanted to be everything to His people. But they said, well, you know, we think we need something else. We think we need some other replacement, some substitute, some idol, some other enjoyment besides God. And so they went after other things. But God says, I'm just here. I just want to be the fountain of living waters to you. This is our God. This is His heart for us. He just wants to supply us. He just wants to fill us with all that He is. So this is His intention and heart's desire. So we need to turn to Him. We need to experience Him all the time. Now, for this dispensing, for the dispensing of God as life into man, God is triune. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. You know, this divine stream, it's not so simple. It's not just God. You say, well, I thought the brother said it was God. Yeah, it is God, but it's the triune God.
Amen.
I hope you could pick up this word, triune God. How about let's all say that?
Triune God.
Oh, that tastes good, doesn't it? Wow, when you just say that name, Triune God, it's just like drinking right there. Triune. What does triune mean? 3-1. 3-1. In Matthew 28, the Lord told his disciples, baptize them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There's one name. There's one God. But our one God is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. He's a triune God. How can I understand this? I can't. So don't waste your time. We can't understand how God can be three in one. I mean, David here, he's just one. Are you three in one, David? There's not three in you? You're just one, right? One, one. Un, un. Yeah. David's just David. But God, He's 3-1. 3-1. Father, Son, and Spirit. From eternity past to eternity future. You know what? These three are coexisting. They're existing at the same time. And there's another fancy word, co-inhering. Co-inhering. That means that they mutually indwell one another. They mutually indwell. They're living within one another. The Father is in the Son. Remember the Lord told us in John 14? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father is in the Son. The Son's in the Spirit. The Spirit is the Father. I can't understand it, but I just say, amen.
Amen.
We just say amen to the Word of God. Amen. Now, we can't understand the triune God, but we can enjoy the triune God.
Amen.
We know why He is triune. He is triune so that He could dispense Himself into us. This is the triune God. The triune God, His goal, His intention is just to dispense His triune being into our being. That's why He's triune. Joe mentioned the verse, 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Why is God triune? To be with you.
Amen.
So that He can get into you. This is why God is triune. This is the wonderful triune God. The love. Oh, the love of the Father. It flowed out. You know how the love of the Father came? It came in the grace of the Son. And you know how we enjoy the grace of the Son? In the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Wow. So when you call on the name of the Lord, what do you receive? Do you just receive just Jesus? Just one third of the triune God? And you have to do something else to get the rest of them? When you say, Lord Jesus, you know what happens? The entire triune God, the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the fellowship of the Spirit is with you.
Amen.
Oh, this is priceless.
Amen.
Just by a simple call, you can enjoy all that the triune God is flowing into your being. Why wouldn't you call? Why wouldn't you call? When something happens at school, when your friend says something, when your mom asks you to wash the dishes, when your younger brother or sister accidentally threw away your paper that was due in 2 hours and you have to retype it, why not just say, Lord Jesus, and get the love of God? Because at that moment, boy, I don't have much love. Have you ever experienced being short of love in your daily life? Maybe you're in a brother's house or sister's house. You go downstairs to get something for breakfast. And you notice there's a pile of dishes in the sink. And you know just who that was. I know that person. They're always running late. They ate their breakfast and they left their dishes for me. You need love. You need love. That love of God. You call on the Lord. You receive that dispensing. You get the love of God. That love may cause you to wash the dishes for that brother or sister. At least one time. The next time it happens, that love of God will cause you to fellowship with them. Say, brother, I love you, but it's time that you learn to wash the dishes. That's love too. Do you know that? Do you know that's love? Love is just not always doing other people's work. Love is to help them. That brother or sister, they just need help. You say, you know what, brother or sister? Let's wash them together. And let's sing a song. Drinking at the fountain that never runs dry. Drinking at the fountain of life am I. Finding joy and pleasure in abounding measure. I am drinking at the fountain of life. If you drink with them, if you enjoy the Lord with them, you will help them very much.
Amen.
Right? We need to help each other. We need to enjoy the Lord in our daily life. So this is the triune God flowing out. We see in number one, how about let's all read Roman number 1a, little one, together. The Father, the source of the divine Trinity, is the fountain of living water. Number two, the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the spring of living water, gushing up into eternal life. So the Father is the source, the source. You know, many times the source of rivers, the source of water, is hidden. Hidden. You know this? The rain comes down from the sky, goes to the mountains, falls as snow, right? And then what happens is that snow melts, and out of a mountain, inside the mountain, there's this fountain. There's a source. But you know what? It's hidden. It's hidden. No one can see it. This is God the Father. God the Father is the fountain. He's the source of the living waters. He's the source of the divine stream. But God the Father is hidden. No one has ever seen God. No one has ever seen the source, the fountain. But you know what happens? Is that this fountain, at a certain point, it begins to come out. It begins to spring up. It begins to emerge. Emerge, yeah. And you know what that is? That's the spring. The spring. The fountain is the source, hidden. But the spring is the emergence. You could say the expression, the manifestation, the springing up, the gushing up of that hidden fountain. Who is this? This is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Have you seen this? He is the emerging of the Father. The Father was hidden for 2,000 years, 4,000 years, for eternity. No one had ever seen God. But one day when God became a man, right? In the Lord Jesus, you know what happened? That water, it began to emerge. It began to come out, to be manifested. In John 1:18, I love this verse. You know what it says? It says, no one has ever seen God. But it says, the only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Declared him. The Son declares the Father. The Son expresses the Father. So we haven't seen the fountain, the source, but we see the spring. We see the water coming out in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, many rivers have their source in mountains. I was just looking up the Amazon River. Have you ever heard the Amazon River? The Amazon River is the largest river. I can't say the longest. Yeah, the Nile River is the longest officially. But the Amazon River is the largest. It means the most water flows through that river. And you know where the Amazon River comes from? There's a mountain in southern Peru. Southern Peru. It just is, they trace the Amazon River. It's about 4,000 miles long. The Amazon River, yeah. It's 4,000 miles long. So they traced it all the way back to the source. And the source is in this little mountain in Peru. Yeah. If you go there, you would not think Amazon. Now you just a little fountain coming out. There's a fountain in the mountain, hidden, a little spring coming out. But eventually this spring, as it flows, wow, it becomes the mighty Amazon. Mighty Amazon. In one place of the Amazon River, it's 120 miles across. Is that a river? Wow. Sounds like an ocean. Yeah. But it's just a river. Oh, but the triune God, He's bigger than that. He's greater than that. Oh, He's a mighty, mighty flowing river. Our triune God. So the Father is the source of the river. The Son is the spring. And then in 3, it says the Spirit is the application. The reaching out of God is the flowing out of the divine Trinity to be dispensed into man. So we need this Spirit, right? We need the Spirit. The Father is the source, wonderful source, but He came in the Son. But as we shared, unless this Son was pierced, that water could not continue to flow, right? It flowed into Him, but it needs to flow into us. And now the Spirit flows. Now the Spirit flows. Brings God wherever He goes. So this is our wonderful triune God. He's the reaching. The Spirit is the reaching. He reaches us. Has He reached you? If He's reached you, why don't you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Wow, He has reached you. Amen. Has He reached your friends? What about some of your friends that you know in school, right? Don't you want Him to continue to flow, right? We don't just want Him to reach us. Thank the Lord, I'm saved. I have eternal life. I'm in the divine stream. But as you enjoy this divine stream would give you a feeling, would give you a burden, would give you a desire that many others of your friends. What about your family? Is all your family in the divine stream? All your relatives, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mom, dad, grandparents, are they all in the divine stream? What about your neighbors? Right? So many around us. We want this flow. We know the meaning of our life is the flow, is to be in the flow. Wouldn't you want to share this with others? I do. That's why I'm here this weekend. I just want to share this flow, right? Wherever we go, we need to let this flow continue through us. Now in letter B, we see in Isaiah, God as our salvation is the fountain. Christ is the spring of salvation for our enjoyment and experience. And the Spirit is the flow of this salvation within us. So in Isaiah 12:2, it mentions that God is now my salvation. Is God your salvation right now?
Amen.
You say, I got saved a long time ago. But is He your present, actual, moment-by-moment salvation? Are you being saved right now?
Amen.
If you're drinking the living water, you're being saved right now. Because this living water, you know what it is? It's our practical salvation. It's the processed. These steps that the Lord went through, we say is a process. The living water is the processed triune God as our practical salvation. You might say, well, brother, I got saved many years ago. I went to the sixth grade conference and I received the Lord. And I came back, got baptized. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you have eternal life. You will never perish. This is glorious. But I'd like to ask you, in your daily life, do you have a practical salvation? Are you saved day by day? You say, what do you mean, brother? What do I need to be saved from? Let me give you an example. You're driving to school. Got to get to class. Class is at 9 o'clock. It's 8:30. You're driving to school. You're driving to the parking lot. Oh, there's an open spot right there. You go to pull in. Somebody takes your spot. At that moment, you need a practical salvation. The blood pressure is rising. The hands reaching for the horn. The window, you're pushing the button to roll down the window to utter some words to that driver. You're thinking, what else can I do? Can I block them in? Should I bump them? Am I going to key their car? Oh, Lord Jesus. I had my car keyed once. Yeah. I didn't take somebody's spot, but anyway, yeah, it happens. It happens. Sometimes the Lord uses somebody keying your car so that, because your car might have started to become an idol to you. You start to love your car. You'd wash it. You'd polish it. You'd even clean the tires. Yeah. When you clean the tires, you know you really, really like your car. Otherwise, it's just tires are going to get dirty. Anyway, coming back to my point. What's my point? Practical salvation. This person just took your spot. You're upset. You're mad. What do you need? You need living water. Right at that moment. Right then. You say, oh, I'm saved. I'm a Christian. Yeah, but we still have our temper. We still have our temper. We still get mad when people do things, cut us off, take our spots. You need a practical salvation. You need the living water right at that moment. If you would take that living water, you know what's in the living water? The living water has the whole process. Everything of God and everything He's gone through is in the process. So you know what at that moment, what you need? You need a little bit of crucifixion. Crucifixion, yeah. You need it. Why? Because you're going to fight. You're upset. You're mad. You're angry. So right at that moment, you say, Lord Jesus, why did they do that? Lord Jesus, I'm not happy. Lord Jesus. And the cross comes just to kill the temper, just to flow in you. The Spirit comes, resurrection, to flow in you. You know what? As Joe shared, to overcome. At that moment, you could just be so down. You're going to your class. You're like, man, that ruined my whole day. But if you turn and drink, the cross crucifies your temper. Resurrection makes you happy again. Say, Lord, that's okay. Lord, you know what? Lord, I have to drive around and find a spot. It's taken me another 5 minutes. You know what, Lord? That means I have 5 more minutes that I can enjoy you.
Amen.
Have you ever thought of it this way?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's revolutionary. Before it was 5 minutes that I'm wasting. 5 minutes, that guy took me 5 minutes. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. But if you see the divine stream, you just realize every situation is for me to drink. Every situation is an opportunity for me to drink more. You know, I realized this a few years ago. I was driving somewhere. I'm in a hurry. I don't want to be late. And I hit a red light. And the Lord spoke to me. Has the Lord spoken to you at red lights?
Yeah.
The Lord spoke to me at red light. He said, you know what? He says, you need to stop so that you can call on me. If I had a green light, I wouldn't have called on the Lord because things are good. I'm going. But I had to stop, and I had to, when I stopped my car, I stopped my being. I stopped my mind, and I turned to my spirit. And I said, Lord, thank you. So now, almost all the time, when I hit a red light, I say, Lord, this is grace. This is your grace to me. A red light. Oh, Thank you, Lord. Now, I don't go looking for red lights. I don't. When I'm coming to the green light, I don't kind of like slow down. Maybe it'll go yellow so I can have more time with the Lord. No, I'm not. You don't want to cause an accident. Yeah. But take every opportunity. What about when you wait in line? How many lines are there, students? Financial aid line, registration line, transcript line, cafeteria line, right? Bookstore line, Scantron. Yeah, you're in lines. How much of our life do we spend waiting? But what would you do in that line? Would you redeem that time just to talk to the Lord, just to call on Him? Say, Lord, thank you for this line. Lord Jesus, Lord, hey, I'm standing next to somebody. Whoa, how about that? And there's a flow in me. And I enjoy this verse. Hey, here's a little free Bible for America. Here's a little Christians on Campus Bible study. Where was that thing in my backpack? Oh, yeah, it's kind of folded up. Anyway, let me straighten it out. Yeah. Hey, that's an opportunity for the flow. For the flow. Can you see this? Oh, my goodness. Our whole life could just be filled with opportunities. Amen. To enjoy the flow.
Amen.
To drink ourselves or to flow out to others. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking forward to these, I don't know, the next period of time just to experience more of this flow. How about you? Won't your life be different if you look at your life in this way as opportunities to enjoy the flow? I hope you would. I hope you would. This is God's salvation. Now, number one says, the way to receive God as our salvation is to draw water with joy from the springs of salvation. And we'll talk about this in Roman numeral 2. When the living water enters into us, it permeates our entire being, causing us to be nourished, transformed, conformed, and glorified. So this living water is not just to come into us once for all, not just to regenerate us, right? The living water came into our spirit. So it's in our spirit here. We have this, as John 4 says, we have this water gushing up. The water that you drink will become in you a spring of water. Right? A spring of water. A fountain of water. There's a source in you now. Before, the source was in God the Father. He was the source, the unique source. But now that source has flowed into you. So within you is the source. This means you don't have to live by the outward situation. Because you have an internal source of life. Whether things are good or bad, whether you got the parking spot or not, the fountain's in you. Do you see this? It's not a matter of going somewhere, of being in a certain place, of having everything in your life work out in order to get the flow. The flow is in you already. You just need to touch it, right? Draw the water. The water's within you. We just have to learn how to draw that water. Right? How to enjoy that water all the time. This water will save us. Right? It will fill our whole being. So our spirit's been filled. Eventually, as this water spreads into our soul, this is called transformation. Transformation. Eventually, this water, wow, we just keep drinking. This water will eventually permeate even our mortal body, even our physical body. The Bible calls this glorification. Glorification is when your whole being is filled with the living water. So you got to keep drinking. You can't say, oh, I drank once, I'm saved, I have eternal life. Yes, you do. But you need more drinking for more salvation. That your mind, your emotion, your will, your whole soul could be filled with God. Then even your body, when the Lord returns, our body will be filled with the living water. Our whole being will be filled with life. We will just be a person of life. A person of life. This is the goal of salvation. Now, let's read Roman numeral 2 together. Okay, everybody have Roman numeral 2. Let's read this. We need to joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
By speaking to the Lord, by the Lord, for the Lord, in the Lord, and with the Lord.
So we need to see how we can draw water in our daily life. And the key is right here with these verses. Speaking. Speaking. We need to speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Do you spend time speaking to the Lord? When was the last time that you spoke to the Lord? I'd just like to read you a few verses. We've enjoyed this song very much, and we don't have time right now, but maybe we can sing it later. In Isaiah 12:4, it says, and actually let me read 3. Therefore you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And 4 says, and you will say, you get that? And you will say, how do you draw water? You have to say something. You have to speak something. Our mouth is so crucial for us to draw water. For us to enjoy the Lord, it has to do with our mouth. You say, well, the Lord's in my spirit. He is. But how this water flows, how it gushes up, how do you drink? You got to open your mouth. Yeah, even physically. Right? Say, oh, I love that water. Oh, I'm so thirsty, but I'm not going to open my mouth. That's silly, right? To get that water in, I have to open my mouth. You have to open. So we need to open in all of these ways that we will see. There's 11 points here. We won't spend a lot of time on each one, just a few of them. All of these ways are ways we can open, all right? You've all drunk of the Lord. You've enjoyed the Lord. But I hope that you would find out that you can continue to drink. You can continue to drink in your daily life. I hope your drinking wouldn't end tomorrow at 12 o'clock. This would just be the beginning. Just the beginning. This conference would bring you into a life of drinking, right? Continue to drink. Continue to drink. How do you drink? By speaking. Now, in these verses, in verse 4, it says, you will say in that day, give thanks. One way to drink is to give thanks. We'll see this in the outline, but I might as well say it now. Have you thanked the Lord? Have you thanked the Lord? You know, most of us, we thank the Lord when things are good. Lord, thank you for that A. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you, Lord. I didn't study very much, but Lord, thank you, Lord. Or, oh, Lord, thank you for that raise at my job. Lord, you know, Lord, I need that. I need that supply, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that raise. Ephesians says this, giving thanks at all times for all things. Wow. That's a little different than what I've experienced. How about you? Have you touched this? Have you realized that one way to drink, one way to draw the water is to give thanks at all times for all things? Wow. If we touch this, we would find, wow, more water in our experience. Many times we complain, Lord, why? Why this? Why that? We complain, right? And what happens? When we complain, you know what happens? The water stops. The water stops flowing. Without a doubt. I can't find any place in the Gospels where the Lord Jesus complained. Can you? His situation maybe wasn't that great. Maybe he had to sleep somewhere, you know, on the floor. Or maybe he went somewhere and, you know, they didn't have very good food. It was, you know, leftovers and they gave it to him. Anyway, the Lord, he didn't complain. His life, the life of the Lord is not a complaining life, but is a thanking life. You know, even, just reminded me, even when the Lord was rejected, He was rejected by the city, right, brothers? And it says, I thank you, Father. I extol you, Father. He was rejected by people. He was God. He was the divine stream. People should have received him. But he was rejected by a whole town, a whole area rejected him. And he said, I extol you, Father. I thank you, Father. Wow, this is the kind of person the Lord is. And this is a secret to enjoying the flow. If you would give thanks at all times, good times, bad times, for all things, the good things, the bad things. About a year ago, just one short experience, I went out to my car, went to turn the ignition, and it kind of started a little slowly, and I went to drive, and the car was just kind of acting funny. It wasn't responding. You know, I put on the gas, and it was just kind of sluggish. Lord, my car was fine yesterday. What happened to my car? Anyway, long story. Have to get it towed. It wouldn't drive. The lights are on. You know, they say don't drive when the engine lights are on. Do you know that, sisters? Yeah. Don't drive when the engine light. Yeah, it means something's probably serious. Just call the brothers. Yeah, Lord Jesus. So I found out. Took it to the shop. They opened up the engine. They said, you know what happened? They said, a rodent got into your engine and they chewed your wires. I said, I've never heard of this happening. Are you? $600. So at that time I thought, Lord, why is this happening? But I remembered giving thanks at all times. For all things. Have you ever thanked the Lord for that? But that's another opportunity in our daily life. That's just where we are, right? Isn't that where you are? The other day, yesterday, my wife wanted to start up the car, battery, didn't start. Have to get jumper cables from the neighbor. I don't even have jumper cables, yeah. Get the neighbor, start them up, need a new battery, right? All the time. There's all kinds of things happening. But we just say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is just an opportunity for me to thank you. Not just for the good things, but for all things. We need to thank the Lord. Now, just continuing, we'll hit some of the points in these verses, then we won't have to spend time in the outline. Giving thanks to Jehovah. This is verse 4. Then it says, call upon his name. Oh, calling on the Lord's name is so sweet, isn't it? So refreshing. You can call loudly, you can call softly. In Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah told us, you can call even when you're in a low pit, even in a low dungeon, even in a down situation. Things didn't work out, you didn't do well on that exam, you couldn't get the classes for spring, so you're going to be delayed another year for your graduation. You're just feeling like, man, I'm never going to get to the full-time training. You may feel discouraged, right? You may feel discouraged. You may feel low. But you know what? At that low time, Jeremiah, he said that even in the low time, he says, Lord, don't hide your ear from my breathing. From my cries, as I called upon your name, O Jehovah, from the low pit. When you're low, call. Yeah, don't wait till you get out of the pit. Call. Calling will bring you out of the pit. This is the secret. Yeah, many people today, there's a lot of depression, lot of anxiety, lot of depression. You know what the answer is? You just call, Lord Jesus. You just give it to the Lord. You just talk to the Lord. Amen. If you give your burdens to the Lord, then they're not on you. Everything that comes to you, you know what you do? You just say, thank you, Lord. I give it to you. another weight, another burden, your family, finances, situations, whatever comes to you. You say, Lord, I give this to you. Oh, Lord. Even you can't, maybe you can't even pray, but you just say, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Breathing. Breathing isn't loud. It's good up here together. Man, just to call on the Lord loud. Just really exercise our spirit, loud voice. But a lot of times in our daily life, it's just a quiet breathing. Just a, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You're in your class. Just breathe. Breathe, right? Wherever you are, I encourage you to breathe. So, this is another way for us to draw water. Then, thanking, calling, then make His deeds known. Make His deeds known among the peoples. What does this mean? What does this mean? To make His deeds known among the peoples. This is to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. We need to share with others the Lord's deeds, what the Lord has done, right? We need to share with them about His wonderful death, right? His resurrection. We need to share with them that today He is the living water and all we need to do is drink Him, right? Make His deeds known. Just let other people know about it, right? Share with them what you are enjoying, right? This is a wonderful way to drink, right? Is by flowing out. Flowing out. When you flow out, you will be very happy. This is what the Samaritan woman did. She drank of the living water in John 4. And what happened? She went and she told the whole city. She told them all about what He had done. Come see a man who told me all that I have done. Is this not the Christ? Just tell them whatever you've experienced. You say, I don't know all the Bible. I'm not sure if I could do this whole triune God thing. That's okay. You just tell Him what you have experienced. I was down and I said, Lord Jesus, and I feel happy.
Amen.
That's your gospel.
Amen.
Just speak whatever you have experienced of the Lord. That's what you make known. Make known what the Lord has given you. How the Lord has been real to you. Don't wait until you know the whole Bible and then now I'm prepared. Now I can clearly tell you about the flowing triune God from eternity to eternity. No. Just speak something. Speak something. All right? This is the way to enjoy the flow. Okay. Now what else? Remind them that His name is exalted. Remind them His name is exalted. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Very good to tell your friends. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
His name is exalted. In 5 it says, sing psalms to Jehovah, for He has done something majestic. Something majestic. Sing songs. How is your life? Do you sing in your daily life? We enjoy a lot of singing up in the mountains. You walk into the bathroom, the brothers are singing on the ukulele, you're in line. Yeah, we're just a singing people. We should be, right? We should be living in the Song of Songs. This should be our life, in the song, not in the vanity of vanities, but in the Song of Songs, meaning our life is just full of singing. We're just walking along. Oh, how I love Him, drinking at the fountain. Yeah, this should be our life. It should be a song, a musical. Yeah. You should live a musical. This is the way. This is the way to draw water. Sometimes you might not feel like, oh, I can really pray or call on the Lord. But a tune, there'll just be a tune the Lord will give you. Just a tune that the Lord gives you, and you just begin to sing, and the water begins to flow, right? I hope you would be a singing person all the time. Your friends, right, at school, people are always listening to stuff. You walk on campus, everybody's got the headphones in, they're plugged into some other stream. right? Not the divine stream. But everybody, yeah. Now there's red, these red ones, used to be white ones. Yeah. Anyways, all kinds of colors, different devices. But everybody's got their beats, right? Everybody's got their music. Yeah, it's hard to talk to people sometimes. Everybody's, you know, you walk around and everybody's plugged in somewhere else. Yeah. Hello? Are you here? Yeah. But what about us? We need to be enjoying singing, right? Even some of the songs, we should put those on our phones and things, right? That should be the real song, not the other. The other music will cause you to drink something else. But the hymns of the Lord, the spiritual songs that we enjoy, these will enable us to drink of the Lord. Okay, now the last thing here, at the end of these verses, we see that we need to cry out and give a ringing shout. You know what a ringing shout is? A ringing shout is a shout that continues to sound. Continues to sound. It doesn't stop. It doesn't go, hallelujah. Hallelujah! How about let's all try that together with hallelujah. Hallelujah! Sisters.
Hallelujah!
Brothers. Hallelujah! That's a ringing shout. Wow. Wasn't that good? Do you feel something bubbling in you? I do too. Wow. That is the way to draw water. Cry out and give a ringing shout. Ringing shout. Sometimes it's good if you could do that on campus too. With your drinking buddies. Yeah. Probably not by yourself because they might look at you a little strange. But you just get together in a little huddle. Yeah, you just say, Jesus is Lord on your campus. Oh, man. That is, wow. There's nothing quite like it. When I was at Irvine, UCI, one night the brothers said, you know what, we need to go, we need to pray. So we all went to the middle of UC Irvine. There's a park, and we all got together, and it was like midnight. You know, yeah, we did some crazy things. So I'm not recommending this, but we just wanted to pray for that campus and pray for the Lord's move on our campus. So we went to UCI. We got together. There was maybe 10, 12 brothers. And we just, Lord, Lord, this campus, Lord, gain our friends, Lord, flow out. And all of a sudden, we're calling on the Lord, we're praising the Lord, we're giving ringing shouts. And then, you know what happened? The sprinklers went on. Whoa! 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 Yeah. The water came out! Hallelujah! The springing up! The gushing up! Wow! And then, of course, the universities, usually people are doing research all hours of the night. So there's some people in like physics and chemistry that came out, what's going on over here? Called the police. Yeah. So anyway, we got on our bikes. Oh, Jesus. I mean, we weren't vandalizing or, you know, doing anything bad, but it just was unusual to see people drinking the triune God in the middle of UCI at midnight. Yeah. You should try it. You should try it. Okay. Boy, my time is short. Let me just read a few of these other points here, and then we need to take a break. A says we need to practice speaking with the Lord constantly. Constantly. You should talk to the Lord. You shouldn't be anxious, but you should just bring everything to the Lord. In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Just talk to Him. You can tell the Lord anything. You can't tell everybody everything, but you can tell the Lord everything. And He will be peace to you. B says we need to confess our sins. Some of us, we say, Lord, I don't feel Your flowing in me. You know why? Because it's been a while since we confessed our sins. When the woman at the well, the Lord told her about the living water, she got excited. She said, give me this water. The Lord said, okay, call your husband. Oops, I don't have a husband. Yeah, you had five. The one you're with is not your... Meaning we need to confess our sins. You want the water? The Lord says, confess your sins. The water is deep within us. But sometimes over the days, over the weeks, over the months, we saw things. We heard things. We said things. And dirt got piled on the well. The well's in our spirit, but dirt got piled on. You just walk on the college campus, for sure, there will be some dirt. Just what you see, what you hear, what people talk about, there's going to be dirt. You have to spend some time to dig away. Dig away. You just confess. Say, Lord, I saw this. That's what confession is. You just agree with the Lord. The Lord shines in you. You say, yes, Lord, I saw that. Yes, Lord, I heard that. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. The Lord says, if we confess, He is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us. There's no problem. The Lord has no problem forgiving you and cleansing you. You just have to confess. And all of us can testify. Whenever we've spent some time to confess, oh, the spring comes back. Oh, the joy is there. You have to spend some time to confess. This is very crucial. If there's no flow in you, it may be that you haven't had adequate time to confess. So spend some time with the Lord. In C, we need to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We talked about a ringing shout. This is very good, to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord all the time. See, I don't feel like praising the Lord. That's a good time to praise the Lord. Because you know what? You're praising the Lord not for your situation. You're praising the Lord because of who He is and what He's done. And those are independent of how you feel and what your situation is. So you can praise the Lord, and you know what? It's almost like blasting off. You're on the earth, and you have a situation, and you praise the Lord, and all of a sudden, whoa, the sky is clear. You're above all the situations. Praising causes us to overcome. Yeah, overcomers praise the Lord. You just get out of it. You're not asking the Lord, Lord, oh, I'm not feeling good. But you just praise. Praise just shoots up in resurrection and ascension. We just praise Him. Praise Him. Christ is victor. Amen. He has won the victory. I don't feel that great, but He is the victor, right? We just praise Him. We can do this all the time. In D, we need to thank the Lord. We shared about this. In E, we need to call on the name of the Lord. In F, we need to sing to the Lord. In G, we need to preach the gospel, making known to others what Christ has accomplished. Then in H, we need to function in the meetings of the church. We need to function. I just wanted to use one little example with a few brothers. When you come to a meeting, do you function in the meeting? Function. To function is to speak, right? Is to pray something. Is to call a song. Is to declare something. All of these will help the flow, right? Will help the meeting to be in the... If, just imagine this morning, if we all came and we were silent, what kind of flow would be here? No flow, right? We'd all want to leave. But because we all came, exercise, singing, enjoying, then there's a flow. Can I get you, brother, to stand up? And maybe Jerry? And maybe this brother here? What's your name? John? Yeah, John, can you come right over here? Yeah, you could just step back over there. Yeah, you could stay back right over there. So when you come to a meeting, let's say you come to the prayer meeting, there's a flow. There's a flow in the meeting. The brothers are praying, and this flow is like, it's like a brother with a ball. So John, he's on the way to the meeting. He begins to say, oh, Lord, the prayer meeting. Lord, the student coordination. Amen. The Lord starts flowing in him, right? Then he comes to the meeting. And then what happens? He sees John there, and they start to call on the Lord together. So pass the ball to John. Yeah. Amen. He calls, and then John calls. Pass it back. Amen. Amen. They're just in the flow. Right? There's one flow. There's one ball. One flow. Yeah. Amen. Keep going. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. All right, so they're just in the flow. Now, as they begin to pray, then Jerry comes. Jerry comes, all right? So Jerry, and they're just praying. Let's say they're praying for the campus. Oh, Lord, we have a gospel meeting coming up. And they just begin to pray. And they're just all in one accord. You're praying for the gospel meeting. You're praying. And they're just praying, Lord, cover all our friends. Lord, all the invitations. Oh, Lord, the dinner. Lord, the meal. Lord, the transportation. Yeah, so just pass it around here. Amen. Oh, Lord. Maybe you could do this, brother. Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When you pass it.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Oh, Lord. So they're all in the flow. Amen. Now I come into the meeting, right? I come into the meeting, and there's a flow. There's a flow. They're praying for something. So when you come to the meeting, sense the flow. Sense the flow, right? You're entering in. There's a flow already there. So I come in, and you pass the ball to me. And I hold on to the ball. What should you do? Just enter in right away. Oh, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we just continue the flow. Yeah, whoever you pass it to, Lord, right? It doesn't always go the same way. Yeah, it goes that way sometimes. Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful.
Jesus.
We just keep the flow going. Now, just imagine I come into the meeting and the brothers are flowing. Oh, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And then I go, oh. I go, Lord Jesus, Lord, my test. Lord, help me on my test. What happened? So you know what happened is I brought in another flow. Another flow. Yeah, it's not even the right game. Yeah. So I just use this illustration. Thank you, brothers. I just use this illustration. Sometimes there's a flow. We need to sense the flow. We need to be sensitive. What is the flow? Sometimes we come to the Lord's table meeting and we're praying, Lord, we worship you. Thank you for your humanity. Thank you for your incarnation. And then we think, oh, let me see. Boy, I really like that song. Let me call that song. And we call our favorite song. Oh, may thy living light, Lord, scatter all my light, Lord. And what happened? Oh, it's a good song. But it doesn't go with the flow. Are you with me? Are you with me? We need to care for the flow.
Amen.
There's one flow. There's one flow. This is in the Bible. This is in the hymnal. This is a wonderful song to sing at a certain time. But in the Lord's table meeting especially, we have to be sensitive. The Lord's table is a time for us to remember the Lord, to worship the Lord. It's not about me. It's about Him. We need to give Him the first place, right? So I just use this illustration. Now, that doesn't mean come to the meeting and then you're like, oh, in your mind for the whole meeting and you never pray. No, enter in, pray, exercise. But just consider a little bit. Before you call a hymn, before you pray something different, consider, is this in the flow? Is this in the flow? Right? Very good to learn from older ones. Maybe there's some older ones there. You just, amen. Jerry's there? Okay. Amen. Jerry changed the prayer. Now we're praying for school. Yeah. Amen. I just follow Jerry. Right? If I'm not sure, follow another. Right? So good to follow, to learn, right? How to keep the flow in the meeting. Oh, when there's a flow in the meeting, we're just all so happy. But when the flow gets stopped, then we're just like, oh, how do we get the flow back? Right? It kind of brings the meaning down. So anyway, I just give you this illustration.
Amen.
Don't be too subjective. Don't be mental. Enjoy the flow.
Amen.
Exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Just look to the Lord that He would increasingly give you a sense. Amen. I says we need to be identified with the smitten Christ. This means that the Lord was smitten, that water could flow. We need to be broken so the Lord could flow. One little example is our face. You want to go preach the gospel? You want the Lord to flow? You have to lose your face, right? Maybe your friends come by the table. They're like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm enjoying the flow, right? If you're like, yeah, they kind of got me to come to the table. Then you didn't lose your face. Then there's no flow. But if you say, yeah, I'm meeting with Christians on campus. You want to come? What happened? Right at that moment, your face got split. And water flows out. Yeah. Right? Right? You have to lose your face. You have to let the water flow. Just like the Lord was smitten, different situations we may come across. And we just need to be broken so that the Lord can flow. Now, the last few points. Jay says we need to give the Lord the preeminence in our being. This is seen so clearly with the throne. Young people, if you want the flow to continue, you have to let the Lord be on the throne. If you're on the throne, then you will not have any flow. If you sit on the throne, here's the throne, and the water proceeds out from the throne. This means if you would enjoy the flow, you have to be under the throne. That means the Lord has the headship. The Lord has the authority. The Lord is the king. The Lord has the preeminence. Does the Lord have the preeminence in you? If the Lord is number one, if you say, Lord, whatever you want for my life, Lord, my major, Lord, my future, Lord, my job, Lord, my relationships, I just give everything to you. If he's on the throne, the flow will be with you. When you get on the throne, the flow stops. The flow stops. This is our experience. And then lastly, letter K, we need to do everything in the inner flow of the divine life, the fellowship of the divine life, according to the divine nature. You know, in Revelation, the flow comes from the throne, but it flows on the street. On the street. The throne is God's authority, God's headship. We're under his headship, we enjoy the flow. But it also flows on the street, and the street is gold, the golden street. This is the divine nature of God. This means if we would continue to enjoy the flow, we need to do everything according to his divine nature, according to God, not according to our human concept, not according to the age of the world, right? We don't live according to just what everybody else does. Our living should be by the golden street, the divine nature. When you follow the Lord in you, you're in the divine nature, you're on the golden street, the flow is with you. This is the way to experience the flow. You need to do everything, right? Everything in this inner flow. Now, let's read Roman numeral 3 together, the last point. God's intention is to be the fountain of living waters, to satisfy his chosen people with the goal of producing the body of Christ, the church for his expression. Our drinking of the one Spirit makes us members of the body and builds us up as the body. We will see in the messages to come in this conference that this flow has a goal. The source is the throne of God, but the goal of the flow is the building of God, is the building of God. God's building is the goal. So as we drink him in our daily life through all these wonderful ways, what will happen? The Lord wants to build us together. Actually, if you want to drink more, you need to be built up. And as you drink more, you will be built up. The flow comes out of God's house, and the flow always brings us into God's house. This flow is altogether related to God's goal, which is the church, the body of Christ, God's building. So the more we drink, the more we will be built up with each other. Okay?